Hunter Biden refuses to publicly testify after demanding a public hearing. By Wendell Hasebo on March 13, 2024. Hunter Biden on Wednesday refused to accept House Oversight Committee James Comer's, RKY, offer to publicly testify before Congress on March 20. Hunter previously said he would only testify in public and refused to appear for a closed-door interview in December. "Here I am, Mr. Chairman, taking up your offer when you said we can bring these people in for depositions or committee hearings, whichever they choose. Well, I've chosen. I'm here to testify in a public hearing today to answer any of the committee's legitimate questions," Hunter said outside the U.S. Capitol in December. Hunter later appeared in February for a closed-door interview before the House impeachment inquiry. In a letter to Comer on Wednesday, Abby Lowell, Hunter's lawyer, said the invitation is an attempt to resuscitate your conference's moribund inquiry with a made-for-right-wing media, circus act. "I must convey my surprise by your hasty request," he continued. After that six-plus-hour deposition on February 28, 2024, "I thought even you would recognize your baseless impeachment proceeding was dead." Lowell also stated Comer's request for a March 20 hearing conflicted with Hunter's hearing in California. Hunter pleaded not guilty to federal tax charges in California in January. The controversial tax charges did not include Foreign Agents Registration Act, FARA, violations and did not implicate President Joe Biden in any wrongdoing. Comer said Hunter would not show for a hearing because he confirmed compromising evidence against Joe Biden during his closed-door deposition. The House Oversight Committee has called Hunter Biden's bluff. Hunter Biden for months stated he wanted a public hearing. But now that one has been offered alongside his business associates that he worked with for years, he is refusing to come. "During our deposition and interview phase of our investigation, Hunter Biden confirmed key evidence, including evidence that his father, President Joe Biden, lied to the American people about his family's business dealings and in fact attended meetings, spoke on speakerphone, and had coffee with his foreign business associates who collectively funneled millions to the Bidens." However, parts of Hunter Biden's testimony contradict the testimonies of Devin Archer, Jason Galanis, and Tony Bobulinski. "Next week's hearing with Hunter Biden and his associates is moving forward and we fully expect Hunter Biden to participate. The American people demand the truth and accountability for the Bidens' corruption. Hunter is a material witness in the impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden, who denied involvement in Biden family business ventures at least 9 times. The House investigation previously found a massive web of wire transfers, 20 shell companies, and associates who helped the Biden family business rake in at least $24 million from foreign nationals over the course of approximately 5 years. Evidence against Joe Biden can be found here and here. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.